Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Gold. All right, and today we're Zechus Nazir Daf Samach Vav, the ninth parak Hakusi Me'en Lahem, and the final Daf of the Masechta. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Hey Amud Beis had said that once a Zav is confirmed Tame, Shiv Chazaro Tamea, his semen is Tame. The Gemara asks, in reference to what halacha this is said, since even the semen of a Tahor person is Matame through touch. The Gemara says it means to say this matame through masa, caring. Now the Gemara initially objects that even Rabbi Yeshua, who said that semen of a zav is matame through masa, explained his reasoning. Because it's impossible for it to be without droplets of ziva, but the semen itself would not be matame with masa. After Gemara rejects another approach, it ultimately brings another brisa. Semen of a zav is metame through caring if it was discharged during a full 24-hour period after a discharge of ziva. And Rabbi Yossi says yomo only for that day until nightfall. The Gemara provides a scriptural source for each tana. Point number two, the final Mishnah states, Nazar Hayashmuel. Shmuel was a Nazar, coined Rabbi Noroi. As the Pasuk says, Mora will yell al rosho, and the Mora shall not go on his head. He explains, since the word Mora also appears in reference to Shimshon, we say, Ma Mora Hamura b'Shimshon Nazar, Av Mora Hamura b'Shmuel Nazar. Just as the word Mora, razor, regarding Shimshon means he was to be a Nazar, as is clear from the end of the Pasuk, so too the word Mora regarding Shmuel means he was to be a Nazar, and a razor shall not go on his head. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Well, ain mora el shabasa v'dam, but mora only means mora fear from mankind, saying he would fear no one. Rabbi Noroi responded, "Hakul nemar v'yomer Shmuel eich elech v'shama Shaul v'haragani." But it was said, and Shmuel said, "How will I go to anoint David? Shaul here and kill me." Shkvar hayalav mora shabasa v'dam. We see that there was fear of men upon him. Rather, the word mora must mean that his hair would not be cut as a nazir. And point number three, Rav told his son Chia, "Chatov v'brich, quickly take the cup and make the bracha." Rav Huna told his son Rabba the same. The Gemara wonders, does this mean to say that the Mavarach, the one making the bracha, is greater? But Rabbi Yossi said, Gadol ha'ono amen yosemina Mavarach. The one who answers amen is greater than the one making the bracha. Rabbi Noroi brought support. Tedashu guyari misgarim b'mochama v'giborim notzchim. Know this is so, for the soldiers fight the battle and the warriors complete the victory, indicating that greater credit is given to those who complete the task. The Gemara says it's a machlokas anayim, for it says in another brisa, both the one making the bracha and the one answering amen are implied by the pasuk kumu barchu es Hashem elokechem, come and bless, plural, Hashem your God. But they hurry to give reward to the first one making the bracha. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah on Daf Samach Hayam and Beis said that once a zav is confirmed tamei, shiv chazara tamei. His semen is tame. The Gemara asks, in reference to what halacha this is said, since even the semen of a Tahor person is matame through touch. The Gemara says it means to say this matame through masa, caring. Now the Gemara initially objects that even Rabbi Yeshua, who said that semen of a zav is matame through masa, explained his reasoning. Because it's impossible for it to be without droplets of ziva, but the semen itself would not be matame with masa. After Gemara rejects another approach, it ultimately brings another brisa. Semen of a zav is metame through caring if it was discharged during a full 24-hour period after a discharge of ziva. And Rabbi Yossi says yomo only for that day until nightfall. The Gemara provides a scriptural source for each tana. Point number two, the final Mishnah states, Nazar Hayashmuel. Shmuel was a Nazar, coined Rabbi Noroi. As the Pasuk says, Mora will yell al rosho, and the Mora shall not go on his head. He explains, since the word Mora also appears in reference to Shimshon, we say, Ma Mora Hamura b'Shimshon Nazar, Av Mora Hamura b'Shmuel Nazar. Just as the word Mora, razor, regarding Shimshon means he was to be a Nazar, as is clear from the end of the Pasuk, so too the word Mora regarding Shmuel means he was to be a Nazar, and a razor shall not go on his head. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Well, ain mora el shabasa v'dam, but mora only means mora fear from mankind, saying he would fear no one. Rabbi Noroi responded, "Hakul nemar v'yomer Shmuel eich elech v'shama Shaul v'haragani." But it was said, and Shmuel said, "How will I go to anoint David? Shaul here and kill me." Shkvar hayalav mora shabasa v'dam. We see that there was fear of men upon him. Rather, the word mora must mean that his hair would not be cut as a nazir. And point number three, Rav told his son Chia, "Chatov v'brich, quickly take the cup and make the bracha." Rav Huna told his son Rabba the same. The Gemara wonders, does this mean to say that the Mavarach, the one making the bracha, is greater? But Rabbi Yossi said, Gadol ha'ono amen yosemina Mavarach. The one who answers amen is greater than the one making the bracha. Rabbi Naroi brought support. Know this is so, for the soldiers fight the battle and the warriors complete the victory, indicating that greater credit is given to those who complete the task. The Gemara says it's a machlokas anayim, for it says in another braisa, echad mevarach ve'echad ono amen b'mashma. Both the one making the bracha and the one answering amen are implied by the pasuk, kumu barchu es Hashem elokechem, come and bless, plural, Hashem your God. But they hurry to give reward to the first one making the bracha. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samach Vav, and our standard siman relates to sewing, and we use a tailor for the siman, a tailor. So here goes. The hairy tailor who became tamei by carrying a zav's old suit that had a certain stain was surprised when a navi on his way to carry out a mission entered his shop for fear of being caught by the king, who told the tailor to make a bracha on the food for his siyum, and he would say, Amen. Once again, it's slow motion. The hairy tailor, that must be learned off Samach Vav, sewing. The hairy tailor who became tamei by carrying a zav's old suit that had a certain stain, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Hamad Beis said that once a zav is confirmed tamei, his semen is tamei. The Gemara asks in reference to what halacha this is said, since even the semen of a tahor person is matamei through touch. The Gemara answers that it means to say that it's matamei through masa, caring. So, the hairy tailor became tamei by carrying a zav's old suit that had a certain stain, was surprised when a navi on his way to carry out a mission entered a shop for fear of being caught by the king. Which reminds Rabbi Norai holds that Shmuel was a nazir, as the pasuk says, Moro yalo rosho, and a mora shall not go in his head. He explains, since the word mora also appears in reference to Shimshon, we say that just as the word mora, razor, regarding Shimshon means he was to be a nazir, so too the word mora regarding Shmuel means he was to be a nazir, and a razor shall not go on his head. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that mora refers to fear from mankind, saying he would fear no one. Rabbi Norai responded, but it was said, and Shmuel said, how will I go to anoint David? Shaul will hear and kill me. So we see from here that fear of men was upon him. Rather, the word mora must mean that his hair would not be cut as an uzzer. So, the hairy tailor who became tamei by carrying a zav's old suit that had a certain stain was surprised when a navi on his way to carry out a mission entered his shop for fear of being caught by the king, who told the tailor to make a bracha on the food for a siyum, and he would say, Amen, which reminds us of some halachos. And he would say, Amen, which reminds us, there's some halachos regarding which is greater, making the bracha or answering, Amen. So once again, the hairy tailor became tamei by carrying a zav's old suit that had a certain stain, was surprised when a navi on his way to carry out a mission entered a shop for fear of being caught by the king, who told the tailor to make a bracha on the food for the siyum, and he would say, Amen. Hadronalach Maseches Nazir. Mazel tov, everyone, on being Masai Maseches Nazir, the 17th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Machzor. A grand total of 65 brat, 194 points, now organized in our mind for efficient review and long-term retention using Simani. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to bench us with Hatzlacha in our learning and Chazara, and may we continue to go Machal Chal as we begin the next Masechta, Masechta Sota, and be Zoche to make a Kinyan on all of Shas together with Simani. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Chazar. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The admiral of the hairy submarine. Submarine? That must be learned Daf Samach Beis. The admiral of the hairy submarine from the Kiafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, which reminds the Gemara as Kiafli de Kasav Rachman and Gabi Naziris Lamali. The pasuk, if one shall clearly express that the Torah stated regarding Naziris, why is it needed since Naziris is compared to Nadarim, which contains the same phrase, and answers with a brisa, Heta Nadarim porkim ba'avim ve'en lehem al mashi yismuchu. Releases from Nadarim fly in the air and do not have a source on which to rely. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Yeshal Kemal Mashi Yismuchu. They do have a source on which to rely, because the Torah says the phrase Kiyafli twice, teaching Echad Afgala Isser Echad Afgala Heter. One is for the expression for forbidding, and one is for the expression for releasing the neder. So the admiral from the hairy submarine from the Kiyafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, spotted a master forcing a slave to violate his Naziris, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the difference between forcing one slave regarding Naziris versus Nadarim. So the admiral from the hairy submarine from the Kiyafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, spotted a master forcing a slave to violate his Naziris. As another slave who had run away was returning home to his master because he was suffering for not being able to drink any wine. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches that if the slave ran away from his master after declaring Naziris, Reb Meir says he may not drink wine, Reb Yossi says he may. The Gemara argues that the master does not give up hope on retrieving the slave, and Reb Yossi holds the master thinks that in the end he'll return, so let him drink wine so he should not be weakened. Reb Meir holds the master thinks, let him suffer so he'll return to me. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The nuzzah on the hairy segue. Segue? That must mean we're on Daf Samach Gimel. The nuzzah on the hairy segue looking for the source for Tumas HaTahom, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nazar Shegilach v'nodu l'shu Tameh. A nazar who shaved and discovered he was Tameh. In Tumah Yedua, so if it was a known Tumah source, he forfeits his Naziris. V'im Tumas HaTahom in a Soser. And if it's an unknown Tumah source, he doesn't forfeit his Naziris. This principle is known as Tumas HaTahom, Tumah of the Deep. After two suggestions for sources for Tumas HaTahom are rejected, the Gemara concludes, Tumas HaTahom Gemara Gemirila. Rather, Tumas HaTahom was learned as a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. So the Nazar on the hairy segue looking for the source for Tumas HaTahom was informed after the completion of his term that he had become Tameh during his term, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, if he became Tameh during the term and was informed of it after completing his term, what is the halacha? Do we follow the time of his knowledge of the Tumah, and the knowledge was after the completion of his term, or not? The Gemara further explains that Nafkamina emerges, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that Tumah after completing the term forfeits only 7 days instead of 30. Now, is this true only when he became Tameh after completion, but not before? Or is it sufficient that he only became aware of his Tumah after completion of his term? Rava resolves this question from a Mishnah, which implies he forfeits only 7 days, proving that forfeiture is determined by his knowledge of the Tumah. So the Nazar on the hairy segue looking for the source, but Tumas HaTahom, was informed after the completion of his term that he had become Tameh during his term, just as he passed some Tumas HaTahom that was hidden under a pile of straw. Which reminds us, a Braisa defines the parameters of Tumas HaTahom. It's any Tumah that no one, even at the end of the earth, is aware of. It then defines the necessary concealment. If it was hidden by straw or rocks, that is Tumas HaTahom, but if it was hidden in the sea, darkness, or in crevices in the boulders, it is not Tumas HaTahom, since it's not actually concealed. And the Braisa concludes that they only said the law of Tumas HaTahom regarding a Tumah of a corpse, a mace, but not for other sources of Tumah. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Simra Daf Samach Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. The hairy secret agent. Secret agent? That must mean we're on Daf Samach Dalet. The hairy secret agent floating on an inflatable raft, who had a safek to be touched floating Tumah, and thereby remained Tahor, which reminds us. Our mission presents a machlokas about floating Tumah, meaning Tumah which is suspended in water, which is ruled Tahor in the case of safek if the Tumah was touched. The Tana Kama says this applies whether the water is in a container or on the ground, but Rabbi Shimon holds that if the water is in a container, the safek is ruled Tameh. So the hairy secret agent floating on an inflatable raft, who had a suffix if he touched floating Tumah, and thereby remained Tahor, and watched a corpse in a container flow by, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama posed a series of 7 questions about floating Tumah, which is on top of something in the water. The first is, Meis Bekli, Veklid Safa Pnei Hamayim Mahu. If a corpse is in a container which is floating on the water, what is the halacha? Do we view the Tumah as floating in the water, or do we consider it at rest in the container? So the hairy secret agent floating on an inflatable raft, who had a suffix if he touched floating Tumah, and thereby remained Tahor, and watched a corpse in a container flow by, was spotted by another walking over Tumas HaTahom on the 7th day of his purification, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna said, Nazir Osa Pesach, Shehalchu Bekever HaTahom B'Shvi Shalhen Tahorin. A Nazir and one performing a Pesach who walked over unknown Tumah on the 7th day of their purification are Tahor. He explains, unknown Tumah is not strong enough to cause forfeiture at this stage of the Tahor process. Rava brings a challenge from the Mishnah. Daf Samach Hei. So the Simmer Daf Samach Hei is sheep or a shepherd. So here goes. The shepherd. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Hei. The shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with 3 graves, which reminds us, one who discovers a corpse for the first time in a place, lying normally, he may remove it with its surrounding earth. Because it's buried alone, there's reason to believe it was buried temporarily and may be moved. The same applies to 2 discovered graves. If he found 3 buried at intervals matching a Jewish burial ground, harzo shchunas kvaros, it's a graveyard zone, meaning they were intentionally buried and none can be moved. Furthermore, he must inspect the area for other possible burial chambers up to 20 amos away. So the shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with 3 graves, where a metzora was trying to figure out if the white-spotted nega preceded the white hare, or the reverse, which reminds us, the next mission states, Kol safek negaim b'tchila tahor, all doubts of negaim in the beginning are ruled tahor, adjo niska kutuma, as long as he has not been confirmed tameh. Now she explains that this refers to a case where 2 people or even 1 display 2 negaim of different sizes, and the second week they're both the same larger size. The smaller one having spread should cause confirmed saras. Because it's unknown which nega has grown and no nega has yet been confirmed, both are declared tahor. Rabbi Yeshua said that a nega which is unknown if the white spot preceded the white hair, which would be tameh, or the white hair preceded the white spot, which is tahor, is ruled tahor. So the shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a grave graveyard zone with three graves, where Mansoor was trying to figure out if the white spotted Nega preceded the white hare, or the reverse, that he himself forgot that he was in the middle of being Bodek for seven things on his unconfirmed discharge. Which reminds us, the next mission states, B'shibit Rakim Bodkin as Azav Achol Nitzkak Oziva. Azav is examined in seven ways as long as he has not been confirmed for Tumah Ziva, meaning if he has not yet experienced a second discharge, which makes him tummy for 7 days. The Mishnah lists food, drink, carrying a load, jumping, illness, seeing or thinking of something that arouses him as activities that may have externally caused the Ziva. So once he has been confirmed for Tumah Ziva, meaning he experienced two discharges without external causes, he is not examined, and a third discharge will require carbon regardless of its cause. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we have machlokes regarding a runaway slave violating his naziris? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 2, which of the one that once a zav is confirmed tame, his semen is tame, and is matame through masa, caring? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 3, which of the one that floating tuma, meaning tuma, which is suspended in water, is ruled tahor in the case of a suffix if the tuma was touched? That's on daf Samach Dal. Good. Number 4, which of the one that tuma's tahom only applies if no one in the world is aware of it and it was concealed by straw or rocks? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 5, which daf do we have machlokes regarding which is greater, making a bracha or saying amen? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 6, which daf do one calls suffix negaim but chila tahor? All sfeikos of negaim in the beginning are ruled tahor as long as the person has not been confirmed tameh. That's on daf Samach Hey. Good. Number 7, which daf do one that a slave can become a nazir? That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number 8, which of the one that a Nazir and one performing a Pesach who walked over unknown Tumah on the seventh day of their purification are Tahor? That's on Dav Samachdod. Good. Number 9, which of the one if one found three graves buried at intervals matching a Jewish burial ground, Harzeh Shchunas Kvaros? It's a graveyard zone, meaning they were intentionally buried and none of them can be moved. That's on Dav Samach Hey. Good. And number 10, which stuff you learn which karbanos are brought over 120 days by a nazir, who was possibly tameh and a matzora after each of his 4 shavings? That's on daf Samach. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhammer Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.